subset on the end. It sounds to me like this this project's going to keep you busy for the next couple of years until you retire again.
I am ready. I am excited. The music is exciting me, yes.
Well, let me ask you a quick question. What would you do different this time around that you maybe learned from the last time around? Or is something you wouldn't do?
I would give shorter answers in interviews.
No, really?
Seriously.
I have a lot to say about that.
All right.
That was a joke.
No.
It was a little...
I'd be funnier.
No, I mean, did you learn something really? Did you learn something looking back and think, you know what? If I had to go out on the road and do all this crap all over again, I wouldn't do this or I would do that.
The former. Yeah. If I had to do all this crap over again, I wouldn't.
Really? Like, but here you are.
No, I'd do it. Here we are. We're doing it. It's fun. I just, we know when to say no now. You know, when to say when.
All right.
Like, I wouldn't go on tour for 14 months in a row. Ever again.
How long? Just a few weeks?
Like about 2 weeks, I think. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, but once you do that and you become more popular nationally, then I'm sure you get all these requests to go hit the East Coast and so on and so forth.
Who knows? We'll cross those bridges when we come to them. Yeah. You know, the thing is with this thing, I think it's way healthier to just think about the moment we're making messes, having fun, making these songs. We'll respond to the need. We'll respond however we respond when things happen. So, you know.
That's cool.
Who knows? It's all good.
All right.
It's all good.
Tim, hang on a minute, okay?
You bet.
All right, I got to take a couple of calls here. Hi, The End.
Yeah, I was wondering the release date on the for Mix-a-Lot.
You got $15
and a CD.
Here's a good question: are you going to be selling a CD at the Croc Show?
No, we don't have anything finished. What you just heard were rough mixes. We recorded the basic tracks in a studio, and then we went to Sir Mix-a-Lot's house, and he has a computer, and we threw vocals on and all this stuff. So that's all rough mixed at Sir Mix-a-Lot's house. So
MP3s maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. You never know. But actually, I think we'll have something finished by October. September, October.
Well, hurry up. Work harder.
We are working.
Get it out sooner.
So that means we won't be able to drive around with the top down playing this.
Next summer.
Next summer. You know how.
Actually, what you want to do is you want to, winter, you want to go to Hawaii with the Subset CD.
Okay.
And drive around
all winter.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure locally you're going to get it before you can get it anywhere else, right?
Yeah. All right. I'm anxious for it to be done.
I don't leave here, maybe.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
All right, have a good day. Hi, The End. You want to do say something?
Yeah, I think it's cool they took a Ray Bradbury novel and took the concept of gold diggers and put it into a song.
Hey.
Pretty tight.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
All right. You're a smarter man than I.
Literature. Yeah. He's still referring to something wicked. Yeah. Not Beach Rats.
Oh, something wicked this way.
You know that Ray Bradbury novel, Beach Rats?
Yeah. Ray Bradbury, you know, it's not commonly known, but Ray Bradbury did it all for the Nookie, too.
He didn't like to talk about that part.
No, it's true. Well, it was tough on his credibility, and he was doing the sci-fi thing already. But
sort of had to read them into bed, I suppose.
I appreciate your cluing in on that. Thanks.
All right, thanks, man.
All right.
Bye.